Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
All right, my friend. So the first question I got for you is, if you had to listen to three albums for the rest of your life, which albums would they be?
Probably Rumors by Fleetwood Mac. Jeez, that's a hard question to answer just on the spot like that. But definitely Rumors by Fleetwood Mac. That's my favorite album for sure. Probably Dark Side of the Moon by Pink Floyd. I mean, I'm always in the mood for that. And I don't know, I've been really liking this Portugal the Man album. It's called, fuck my life. Yeah, I don't know. No, but there's this Portugal, it's like, man, it's a long name. It's like Man on a Cloud, something like that. It's like, the album cover is like purple with like a dude, and it's all misty. I don't know, it's pretty cool. I really like a lot of the songs on there. I've been listening to that a lot.
And what's it called, the name of the album?
I can look it up.
Or the artist, I mean.
Portugal the Man.
Portugal the Man.
Yeah, they're like a rock band from Alaska.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Interesting name.
Yeah, they were at Shaky Knees a couple years ago.
Portugal the Man.
Yeah.
Just like actually describing the cover, now I want to go check it out.
Yeah, it's a nice album. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm into like indie alternative rock kind of stuff, so.
I see.
But yeah, they're like right up my alley.
Yeah, you like Blink, Green Day, that type of stuff too?
I listened to Green Day back in the day, when I was going through my angsty 7th grade, puberty phase. Blink 182 I could never really get into. They were a little bit too much for me. But Green Day for sure, like I would listen to that shit nonstop.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Nice, man. Yeah. All right, so my next question is, what are three things that you cannot live without?
Three things I cannot live without, besides like the obvious, like food and water.
Exactly.
I don't know. Like, but I can't even be more, like, what are other answers people
do? Let me think of a different way to ask the question. What are, if you could only take three things to a desert island that you were going to stay on for the next 18 months, what would you take with you?
Okay. I'd probably take an MP3 player with some of my favorite songs. I'd take books, but I guess I had to choose one book. Is that part of the...
Yeah.
Dang. Damn, that's hard.
What type of stuff do you like to read? What genre?
I mean, I like to read nonfiction, but it's like you can't reread nonfiction, you know what I mean? I read autobiographies, you know, I read nonfiction stuff. Like I read this one book recently. It's about the dude that created the Silk Road. It's called American Kingpin. Mm. But it's like once you read it, like it's, you know all the things that happen. Yeah. So it's like you're not going to reread it. I guess my favorite fiction book I've read. Honestly, I really liked A Tale of Two Cities by Charles Dickens when I was growing up. I could probably reread that book. Mm-hmm. I could probably read that one a good amount.
Okay.
And then what else would I bring on Desert Island?
So we got music, books. What's the third thing?
I don't know. I'd probably bring like the first 15 seasons of The Simpsons with me. That was my favorite show growing up.
Okay.
I watched every single episode of The Simpsons when I was a kid. Cause like that came on at like 5 o'clock. My parents got home from work at 5:30. So I'd always watch, and like it was like from like probably fourth grade to like eighth grade. And like every day after school, I just watched The Simpsons when it came on Fox at 5 o'clock. And then, yeah, as soon as I heard the garage door open, I just run to my room, pretend I was doing homework the whole time.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'd probably bring those things with me.
Have you ever put in any thought into the idea that, or the reason that they're so good at predicting so many things on that show?
I mean, it's just, there's so many episodes and they just, you know, like they just do so many things. I feel like just by sheer chance, it's just random. And also, I mean, there's like, throughout history, there's always common themes. Like, there's always going to be, the asshole dictator that takes over power, like Trump or whatever.
Yeah.
There's always going to be, like, you know, common motifs like corporate greed, you know, cheat on your wife, lust. That just happens.
That's true.
Over time anyway. So, yeah.
Yeah. All right. So, my next question is, if all jobs paid the same and you could do any job starting tomorrow, which job would you do?
I'd probably be, a sports journalist of some sort. I really like sports. The thing is, like, growing up, I was always good at math and science, and I sucked at English, you know. So it's really ironic that I would say that, but as I've grown up, I've gained an appreciation for good writing and good novels and good storytelling. I would want to do something where it's like I'm kind of like expressing my opinion about something and like kind of adding value to. Yeah, because I don't know, like, I feel like, especially in mainstream media, like, you don't really hear a lot of, like, you don't have a lot of Chinese Americans or Asian Americans in general, like, in mainstream media expressing, like, their experience in life.
True.
Like, right now, it's like, you know, like, black people are having their moment, you know, like, everyone has their turn, right? But it's like, you see a lot of movies, like, with, like, where they're hiring, like, more black actors and actresses and whatnot. I feel like American, like Asians that grew up in America are way different than Asians that grew up in Asia,
100%.
You know? And I feel like that subsection of American life is not really represented 100% right now. So, yeah.
Out of curiosity, what would you say are some of the main differences between Asians born and raised in the U.S. and Asians from their respective countries?
Dude, everything. Like, the way we view the world, like, the way, like, we interact with people. Like, I'm Chinese American. I moved here when I was 6 years old. Mm-hmm. But I'm American as, like, anyone around here.
Yeah.
But, for instance, I can't really make friends with Chinese people because, first of all, the language barrier. And second of all, like, again, like, when you grow up in China in, like, a communist regime and all that stuff, like, you just view the world differently.
Sure.
And also, the people are able to make it from China to here after a certain point in time, especially the kids that come here for college. So they're, like, you know, 18 to 20 years old when they come over here.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Usually those type of kids are super rich. Like, they're pretty much only allowed to come here because they can afford it. So obviously I can't relate with that because I grew up kind of poor growing up.
Yeah.
Just cultural stuff, like, you know, pop culture references, jokes, just like general American, you know, whatever. Like, they're not going to understand that because, again, they grew up in China. So it's like, it's hard to, and I can't really connect with them on a lot of stuff either because I didn't grow up in China like they did.
Right.
So yeah, it's just, you know, you naturally hang out with people you have common beliefs and whatever with.
Yeah.
And for me, it's American kids because I grew up in Texas, and, you know, so yeah.
Have you ever had any experience where maybe you got treated differently or even worse by Chinese people from China because you're not like a real Chinese person or things like that?
Kinda. I mean, like, so my Chinese is terrible, right? So they'll make fun of you for, like, not speaking proper Chinese. Because it's like you're, like, losing your heritage or whatever,
exactly.
Which is, like, a big thing to them. So, yeah, I mean, they'll, like, make fun of you for it, but it's like, dude, I don't know. I can't, I live in America. All my friends are white. Like, I have no one to speak Chinese with except my parents, you know, so it is what it is.
Did they, like, force you to learn it when you were a kid? Did they speak Chinese at home when you were a kid?
So the thing is, they spoke English to me when I was a kid because they wanted me to become as Americanized as possible, as quickly as possible, so I can, like, get along with people in school and, like, I remember when I first started kindergarten and even first grade, I barely understood anything my teachers were saying to me. And I basically had to, like, just get through the day just by, like, following the other kids around and just, like, oh, it's lunchtime. I guess, yeah, I guess everyone's going to the lunchroom. I guess we're eating lunch again, you know. It's one of those things. I remember, like, one of my first memories in first grade was, like, so in our, like, table that we sat at, there was always, like, a basket full of books that you can, like, just kind of browse and read in your free time. And I remember just, like, flipping through the pages and just not understanding a single fucking word, you know. And I just would just literally look at the pictures and just kind of flip through them. And, like, and all the other kids, like, you know, they grew up with, you know, in America, so they could speak or read English a little bit quicker than I could. So, yeah, I just stuff like that. You know, it was a little hard growing up, but,
did the kids, like, pick on you and make fun of you because you couldn't speak the same level of English?
Well, yeah, everyone gets bullied. I mean, I got bullied. I feel like everyone gets bullied growing up. But yeah, you know, it's an easy target. You know, Chinese kid can't really speak English, small, whatever.
So. I got it. All right, so my next question for you is, you mentioned the difference between, like, Chinese Americans and Chinese people from China. So how would you describe American people? Because we really are like a melting pot. So when I say that, what comes to mind?
Nothing in particular, to be honest, because, again, yeah, America's a melting pot. Like us three staying right here, like, that this would never happen anywhere else in the world, you know. So yeah, I mean, I don't know. You can't really define an American. It's funny, is so in Chinese culture, food's very important, right? Okay. And obviously Chinese food is a very distinct, you know, cuisine, and, you know, even different regions have different types of foods. So, like, but Americans, we don't have, like, there's no such thing as American food.
Like, it's fast,
like, we
have food is,
I guess, burgers, food, but it's like, but even burgers weren't even invented in America. But it's like I don't think America has a certain identity. In a way, it's just a hodgepodge of everything. And the common thing is everyone just wants to live the best life they can. That's the one thing that's really in common with everyone. So yeah.
Do you think that's helpful or hurtful to the culture, that idea that you can kind of be free to do whatever you want and be whoever you want? Or you feel like it would be more advantageous to take, let's say, a Chinese way of viewing the world, which is we need to be a community and we need to assimilate and things of that nature?
That's tough, because like there's pros and cons to both. Like Chinese culture, like, yeah, I guess it is better for certain aspects when everyone looks the same and acts the same and, like, has a common, I guess, whatever, bind them together.
Set of values.
Yeah. Which is how the Communist Party is so effective over there, you know, because it's like, oh, well, if you're not locked down for 3 months because of COVID, you're not a real Chinese person. You're not loyal to the government. You're not loyal to your people. But at the same time, it's like, I like America because, like, you can kind of, like, take bits and pieces of other people's culture and just kind of take what you value and what you think is right and just make it your own. Like, for instance, like, Chinese people, it's a pretty misogynistic culture for the most part, or at least maybe not this generation, but for a long time it was. So it's like, I don't know, like, growing up as a kid, like, if you're in China, like, that's just how you treat women and that's how you treat people, right? Because that's how everyone else did it. But in America, it's like, okay, well, Joe, the white people, like, they're nice to their kids or, like, whatever. Like, they play baseball and, like, they don't have to study their SAT starting from third grade.
Yeah.
So, like, maybe that's a better way to raise a family. I don't know. So you can, like, kind of just take bits and pieces of other people you meet and kind of, like, just, you know, like, try and make the best out of it. That's how I see it, at least.
Okay. Yeah. Nice, man. Give me your name again.
I'm Tiger.
Tiger.
Yeah.
Okay. Tiger, thank you, man. We appreciate your time.
Yeah, no worries. In the
interview. Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.